The following are healing scriptures, which I've personalized just for you. As you read them, I encourage you to read them out loud so that your body hears them through your own ears, so as to proclaim your stand to the devil, and also so as to continually reassure God that you are indeed still in contract, that you're still in agreement, and that you're still in relationship with Him concerning these scriptures. First Peter 2:24. Jesus, you bodily carried my sins and my breaches up onto those timbers, that I, being good as dead due to those sins and breaches, now it's recorded in the Bible that I'm innocent and that I even have a good reputation. It was by your stripes, those welts, those places of torn flesh all over your body, that I was healed and made whole. Praise God for what He's done. Matter of fact, praising God is so very important to you for your healing. Praising God even before you see the manifestation of it, that's called using the shield of faith. Psalms 118, 17. I shall not die but live. I'll recover and I'll be restored. But I'll also declare and celebrate the good word, the good works, and everything that the Lord has done. Luke 10:19. You've given me a delegated superhuman power, strength, jurisdiction, and competency to crush snakes and scorpions. Of course, we know that this is talking about demonic beings that come against us, and that power, strength, jurisdiction, and competency supersedes all the powers and the pressures of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. John 10:10. The thief only comes around for three reasons. One, two, three. One, to steal like he's some kind of kleptomaniac. Two, to kill you off like you're a human sacrifice. And three, to completely destroy everything that you've done and accomplished during your whole life. But Jesus, you came that I might have and enjoy life, and that I might even have it superabundantly and way beyond measure. Glory to God. Hebrews 2:23. I hold fast to my commitment to every good faith contract without wavering. Why? Because you keep all your good faith promises, God. God has never failed to keep a promise. He's never reneged on an agreement or backed out of a contract. And He always says what He means, He always means what He says, and He always fulfills everything that He says that He'll do. Joel 3:10 says, even when I'm feeling weak, I still don't speak the weakness. No, I speak the solution to weakness. And I say, I'm strong. Go ahead, say it right now. Now say it again, but for whatever it is you're believing for. 1 John 5:14 through 15. This is the kind of good faith that I have in you, Lord, that if I ask anything that you've already offered me in good faith throughout the Bible, then I already know that you'll hear me every time I come to you. And because I know that you'll hear me, then I already know that whatsoever I ask or petition concerning those offers actually already belongs to me. You see, if he's offered you what you're going to ask for, then you already know that it's as good as yours before you even ask. Second Timothy 1:7. Lord, you didn't give me any spirit of fear. What you gave me was a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. And therefore, that's what I have, not any kind of spirit of fear. Revelation 12:11. And say this out loud. I can overcome and whip any devil. How? By the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimonies. He's telling you here to share your testimonies and call upon the blood of Jesus. Exodus 15:26. You said, Lord God, that whenever I hear of one of your good faith offers and learn to commit to it, figuratively signing on the dotted line, and if I would diligently fulfill my part of that contract, then you wouldn't allow any of those diseases to come on me like came upon the Egyptians. For you, Lord, you're the Lord that heals me. Thank you, Dr. Jesus. Exodus 23:25. It has always served me well to always thank the Lord, my God, for my food and drink, for it's He that removes any food or waterborne illness from it. You see, when you pray or ask a blessing over your meal, that's what He's talking about. Believe by faith that the Lord has purified what you're eating or drinking. Exodus 23:26. Because you are our Lord, no Christian must suffer an abortion, miscarry, or be barren, but will carry out to full term. Psalms 103:2-5. I adore you, Lord, with my mind, my will, and my emotions, and I'll never forget any of your benefits, for you have forgiven all my sins and breaches, and you've healed every disease that has ever come upon me. You've redeemed my life from destruction, and you've honored me with such loving kindness and tender mercy. You continually satisfy my mouth with every good thing, and you renew my youth like the eagles do. Psalms 107:19-20. Every single time that I've ever been in trouble or been in distress, and I've called upon you, Lord, you've saved me every single time. Each time you gave your word, and then you followed through by healing me and delivering me and saving me from certain destruction. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 4:20-23. I understand exactly what is required of me, for I've read your good faith offer. I've committed to it as a contract, and I've acted upon it. I made sure to read it over and over to keep your good faith promise here in my heart. And because I know your good word is equivalent to continued life and good health to my body, I diligently keep your good faith promise here in my heart. For from your word proceeds all the issues of both life and death. Isaiah 53:4-5. Lord, you're bearing all my griefs. You're carrying all my sorrows. In the past, I might have thought that you had been punished by God for your own transgressions. But oh, was I wrong in ever thinking that, because you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for all my iniquities. The chastisement that purchased my peace was fully laid upon you, and it was by your stripes that I am healed. Jeremiah 1:11-12. The word of the Lord said, Jeremiah, what are you looking at there? He says, look, the first leafy buds on the twigs of the earliest blooming fruit trees, they're coming out earlier than normal. Then the Lord said, well, then you've seen exactly what I want you to see. For in the same manner, I'll speed up the fulfillment of my good faith promises for you, and I'll perform them. Nahum 1:9. You will put an end to this affliction, and it shall not arise again the second time. What that means is that when something comes upon you, and you receive your healing or your deliverance, and then it tries to come back on you, you see, there's a devil in this world that believes that you and everything that you own belongs to him, and he'll come back and try to take it. But when he does, you've got to stand against him with authority, because this scripture says that he can't come back and put it on you again. Jeremiah 30:17. Lord, I know that you'll restore my health to me and that you'll heal me of any wounds. Why? Because that's what you said you'd do. Matthew 8:17. That the prophecy spoken by Isaiah the prophet in chapter 53:4-5 might be fully fulfilled, you took away my infirmities. You carried away all my sicknesses. Matthew 15:30-31. And great multitudes came to you, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they cast them down there at your feet, and you healed them all, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they all glorified the God of Israel. Now we know that the lame were crippled and that the blind couldn't see, the dumb couldn't speak. But do you understand what the maimed were? These are people with missing arms, hands, feet, and legs. And Jesus healed them, and their limbs grew back. Praise Jesus. 14:18 through 19. You told me that whatever I contractually bind on earth will be contractually bound in heaven, and whatever I contractually loose on earth will be contractually loosed in heaven. And as a result, that if any two or more Christians contractually agree on earth concerning anything that we require, our Father, which is in heaven, will see to it that that contract is fulfilled by us. In other words, whenever we as Christians enter into any agreement, promise, contract, covenant, or any other type of contractual relationship, it's not just the two parties involved that are contracting, but rather three, because Father God becomes part of that contract too. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Jesus, you told me that if I say to any mountainous thing that lifts itself up to block my path or to intimidate me, to tell it, get out of my way and be slam dunked into the deepest part of the sea. And that if I don't doubt in my heart, but only believe in good faith that what I said will come to pass, then I will have whatever I said. Then you told me that in the same way, whatsoever I desire when I pray, if I believe in good faith that I receive them, then I'll have them too. Mark 16, 17 through 18. And these signs shall follow me because I believe in good faith that your power of attorney is good. In your name, I'll cast out devils. In your name, I'll speak in new tongues. In your name, if I am ever bitten by snakes or ingest any deadly thing, it won't hurt me. In your name, I lay hands upon the sick, and the sick begin to get better and must recover. Luke 9:2. It was Jesus that sent, empowered, and authorized me to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. You see, I've been authorized. You've been authorized. You've even been deputized. Galatians 3:13 through 14. Our anointed King is the one who has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made accursed for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree. Why? So that the fruit of Abraham's contract might come to us through King Jesus. Why? So that I have the right to receive the good faith promise of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. James 4, 7. I submit myself to God and I resist every devil. Therefore, that's why they flee from me. James 5, 14 through 15 says, is there any sick among you? Request that the senior members of the assembly petition on his behalf, anointing him with olive oil in the name of Jesus. And the petition made in good faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's also committed any sins or breaches, they too will be forgiven him. Luke 13:16. And doesn't this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound these last 18 years, have the right to be loosed from this bondage even on the Sabbath day? Acts 5:16. There came multitudes from all the cities around Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed of unclean spirits. And Jesus, guess what? He healed every one of them. Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Well, guess what? God has anointed me with the Holy Ghost and with power, and therefore I also go around doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God's with me too. But you too